Blog Talk Radio.
Truth Tuesday. This is Carol Ann Parisi. It's time for a paradigm shift. It's time to be fearless. It's time to awaken to empowerment. It's time to awaken your life to create your ideal life. And this is Carol Ann Parisi. I'm going to do a quick show today, really. Just wanted to follow up yesterday because we were doing the Four Agreements. And yesterday, we talked a little bit about the discipline of the warrior, controlling behavior. And there is nothing like self-discipline. And there is nothing that you couldn't do without disciplining yourself to do it. So, and you got to forgive me, I'm a little woo-hoo today, but it's all good. Okay, so here is the initiation of the dead. Embracing the angel of death, the final way to attain personal freedom, is to prepare ourselves for the initiation of the dead, to take death itself as our teacher. What the angel of death can teach us how to be truly alive. We have become aware that we can die at any moment. We have just the present to be alive. The truth is that we don't know if we're going to die tomorrow. Who knows? We have the idea that we have many years in the future, but do we? Well, think about that. I know I was code blue on March 10th of 1992 and almost died. It does give you a whole paradigm shift. I was watching something on History Channel today, too, and it was talking about former President Ronald Reagan and when he got shot at after, you know, facing that death, if you will. It turned him. It gave him more of a purpose. But there's other deaths that we don't have to even talk about. So, you know, there's my phone, yay. Let's unpack this a little more. If we go to the hospital and a doctor tells us that we have 1 week to live, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? What would you do if you were told you had 1 week to live? Think about that. Think about that. Think about that. I have to send a message to this person. Give me just a second. 1 week to live. You think about that while I text. Okay. As we have said before, we have two choices. One is to suffer because we're going to die and tell everyone, poor me, play the victim, I'm going to die, and really create a huge drama. The other choice is to use every moment to be happy, to do what we really enjoy doing. If we only have 1 week to live, let's enjoy life. Let's be alive. We can say, I'm going to be myself. No longer am I going to run my life to please other people. No longer am I going to be afraid of what they think about me. Isn't that awesome? You know, wow, think about that. That's true freedom. And, you know, I've been kind of living that way. I don't give a rip what other people think about me. I care what my God thinks about me. And for me, if it aligns with if it aligns with my higher power, I'm doing okay. So, sorry. I'm a little dry-throated today. It's weird. The angel of death can teach us to live every day as if it's our last day of our life, as if there may be no tomorrow. We can begin each day by saying, I am awake. I see the sun. I'm going to get give my great gratitude to the sun and everything and everyone because I'm alive. One more day to be myself. That is the way I see life. That is the way the angel of death taught me, to be completely open, to know there is nothing to be afraid of. And, of course, I treat people with love because today may be the last day that I can tell you how much I love you. Isn't that the truth? I don't know if I'm going to see you again, so I don't want to fight with you. What if I had a big fight with you and I told you all those emotional poisons against you and you die tomorrow? Oops, oh my God, the judge will get me so bad. I feel so guilty for everything I told you. I wouldn't even feel guilty not telling you how much I love you. The love that makes me happy is the love that I can share with you. Why do I need to deny that love to you? It is not important if you love me back. I may die tomorrow or you may die tomorrow. What makes me happy now is that you don't know how much I love you, that you do know how much I love you. So you could live your life in the way is, sorry, if I'm a little off today and it's really weird, but you could live your life like every day is your last day. And by doing so, you prepare yourself for this initiation of death. What's going to happen in the initiation of death is an old dream that you have in your mind that you're going to die forever. Yes, you're going to have memories of the parasite, of the judge, the victim, of what you used to believe, but the parasite will be dead. This is what going to die in the initiation of death is, the parasite. It's not easy for the initiation of death because the judge and the victim will fight everything they have. Don't want to die. And we feel the ones who are going to die, we are afraid of this death. See, it goes back to fear again. So, and you know what? There, in the Bible, there's something called dying to self. We have to die to our ego and surrender our ego. And that's what I was thinking this was about. Now, maybe it'll unpack a little deeper in that. When we live in a dream of the planet, it is as if we are dead. Whoever survives the initiation of the dead receives the most wonderful gift, the resurrection. I believe that we receive that by accepting Christ as our Savior, but that's not this book. Remember, this is the Toltec Path to Freedom. So, but it's interesting that he used resurrection. To receive the resurrection is to arise from the dead, to be alive in ourselves again, to be ourselves again. The resurrection is to be like a child, to be wild and free, but with a difference. The difference is that we have freedom with wisdom instead of innocence. We are able to break our domestication from free and become free again and heal our mind. We surrender to the angel of death, knowing that the parasite will die and we will still be alive and healthy, with mind, a healthy mind and perfect reason. Then we are free to use our own mind and run our life. That's what it is. That is what the Toltec way and the angel of death teaches us. The angel of death comes to us and says, you see, everything that exists here is mine. It is not yours, your house, your spouse, your children, your car, your career, your money. Everything is mine, and I could take it away when I want to, but for now you could use it. Well, that's kind of how we are as believers and Christians. If you're a Christian, if you're a God-fearing Christian, we know that everything in this life belongs to God, and we are here to be stewards of it. So that's interesting. If we surrender to the angel of death, we will be happy forever and ever. Why? Because the angel of death takes us past, takes the past away in order to make it possible for life to continue. For every moment that is the past, the angel of death keeps taking the part that is dead, and we keep living in the present. The parasite wants us to carry the past with us, and that makes it so heavy to be alive. Good principle, right? You should learn from your past, but not carry the burden of your past. You know, I wrote that down yesterday. I had some really profound writings yesterday that I'll share with you. It says, when we try to live in the past, how can we enjoy the present? When we dream of the future, why must we carry the burden of the past? We need to bring our lessons of the past with us, though. We need to bring the lessons. We need to keep the lessons and get rid of the pain of the past. Okay, that's a carolage. When we dream of the future, we must carry the burden of the past. When we dream of the future, why must we carry the burden of the past? Not the burden. We don't want to carry the burden. We want to carry the lesson. Okay? When we are going to live in the present, when are we going to live in the present? That is what the angel of death teaches us to do. So live in the now. And then here, 7, the new dream, heaven on earth. I want you to forget everything you've learned in your whole life. This is the beginning of a new understanding, a new dream. The dream you are living is your creation. It is your perception of reality that you could change any time. You have the power to create hell. Yes, true, your thoughts, your mind, your attitude, your actions. Yes, you have this power. This is nothing new. But we need to get the clarity. Why not dream a different dream? Maybe your dream is intrinsic to you. Maybe you're dreaming the wrong dream. I don't know. See, I don't know. If you've had a dream for a very long time and it's intrinsic and, you know, maybe you just need to go about the process of that dream different. Why not use your mind, your imagination, your emotions to dream heaven? Just use your imagination and a tremendous thing will happen. Imagine that you have the ability to see the world with different eyes whenever you choose. Each time you open your eyes, you see the world around you in a different way. Close your eyes now and then open them and look outside. What will you see is love coming out of the trees, love coming out of the sky, love coming out of the light. You'll perceive love from everything around you. This is a state of bliss. You perceive love directly from everything, including yourself and other humans. Even when humans are sad and angry behind these feelings, you can see they are also sending love. How about that? There's some pretty dark people out there. How about you sending love out and then having it reverberate back to you? Using your imagination, your new eyes of perception, I want you to see yourself living your new life, your new dream, a life where you need to justify where you don't need to justify your existence, where you're just free to be who you really are. Imagine that you have permission to be happy and to really enjoy your life. Your life is free of conflict with yourself and with others. Imagine living your life without fear of expressing your dreams. You know what you want, what you don't want, and when you want it. Love that. That's huge. That's really powerful. You know what you want, what you don't want, and when you want it. You are free to change your life the way you really want to. If you're not afraid to ask for what you need and say yes or no to anything or anyone, that's awesome. That's total freedom. Live that way. It's good. It's good. It's good. Imagine living your life without fear of being judged by others. See, I'm so at that point right now. I good cow, what you think of me? As long as I'm living my own truth and I'm not hurting you. But I have a true, I mean, I also have this, you know, different kind of, you know, look to life. I do believe I'm created by a creator, and that's the only one I have to really answer to that's going to judge me. And God wrote a book that we need to follow, for me, anyway. I'm not going to tell you what to do. But it works for me. Okay, imagine living your life without fear. You no longer really behave according to others may think about you. You're no longer responsible for anyone's opinion. You have no need to control anyone. And no one controls you either. It's awesome. That's a good place to be. I'm so there. Imagine living your life without judging others. You can easily forgive others and let go of judgments that you have. You don't have a need to be right. You don't have the need to make anyone else wrong. You respect yourself, everyone else, and they respect you in return. Yeah, right. Many people have to be right. See, that's the thing. Very interesting. You could be loving all the time. This is your choice. So, I mean, imagine, like, think of what your life would be if you're totally living your own truth and you're attracting all these great things to you. You know, there's so much to this law of attraction. And you know, I like the law of vibration because you could feel a vibe of something, and if you're in touch, once you could start feeling the vibes of things, because everything is energy, so if you could feel that positive or negative energy, that's a really good intrinsic indicator if you're on your right path or not, you know? But you first have to awaken, and with awakening comes responsibility. You have to realize that you are powerful. Your thoughts drive your actions, and your actions will drive your destiny. So if you want to change anything in your life, change some of your thoughts. Start writing down some of the thoughts that are not working for you. Did you go ahead and, you know, do the forgiving exercise from yesterday and forgive everyone around you? And that is a really huge piece of the dying to yourself, too. When you forgive everyone around you and really forgive them, and you don't get negative thoughts in your head when you think about them, you know, or somebody mentions them, then that's a great way to move forward and to drive yourself to your dream and your destiny. And then you have to forgive yourself. You have to forgive things that didn't work out so well for you, but learn, take the lessons with you, okay? You can't forget your past and your consequences of your past, because if you really forget the lessons, you're going to live the lessons again. And, you know, so many people are like, I don't understand what's happening to me. Well, because you keep doing the same old stuff. So live the lesson, learn the lesson, forget the baggage. And, boy, the phones are going crazy today. It's amazing. And, you know, start creating your ideal life. Start stepping up and, you know, tapping in to your own master. Master your mind. Master your mind. You can do all things, okay? And get that imagination juice going. It is a great thing. I mean, there's so much power into this, and there's some really, really deep stuff, too. I mean, when you start doing the telepathy of Carnegie and Ford and how they really did some deep dives, oh, my goodness, this thing just keeps ringing. I don't understand. That's hysterical. So, four agreements. It's really worthy. I mean, there's a couple more things that we can discuss with it. Ben Ruiz has a wisdom book on love. It's called The Mastery of Love. Becoming aware is about being responsible for your own life. The real mission you have in life is to make yourself happy. In order to be happy, you have to look at what you believe and the way you judge yourself and the way you victimize yourself. Same message, Mastery of Love. He wrote a lot of books. I think it was in 99. I think The Four Agreements was also 99, right? Don't know. Let's see. These are some great little books. They're adorable. Let's see. Four Agreements was also 99, I think. Sorry. God, I am so not on today. 1997. So 97 was that one. And, you know, he wrote, as I said, The Mastery of Love, The Four Agreements Companion Books, The Four Agreements Gift Edition, The Four Agreements Audio. Okay, so that's pretty much it. I'd like to get that companion book, but that's pretty interesting. Mastery of Love, very interesting. The problem with humans is they don't know that they have a magical kitchen in their heart. All this suffering begins because long ago we closed our hearts and we no longer feel the love that is there. At some point in life, we became afraid to love because if we believe love isn't fair. Love hurts. We tried to be good enough for someone else, and we tried to be accepted by someone else, and then we failed. We've already had two or three lovers, a few broken hearts. To love again is to risk too much. Oh, bullshit. Always love. Always come from a place of love. Remember, if you're not coming from love, you're coming from fear. And we are fearless. We are fearless warriors. We know better. Subsequently, we do better. So why don't we take some time now and play some really nice, beautiful music and just kind of, for the next couple minutes, meditating, and I'll come back. There's more message to come. But just take a few minutes to go ahead and listen to some great music and kind of digest what you want to die to and how you're going to start creating your ideal life. So let's do this really quickly. All right, are you breathing? You're breathing deep. Okay, so we're going to continue this journey down the path of the Four Agreements. And if I could find some of that other book, like the workbook, there's some good stuff in there. There's just so much. And I really want to start taking us down the path. I've got some really great information to share with you. So, you know, we have the ability and the right to make our own decisions, to create our ideal life and subsequently our destiny. And I was listening to Ronald Reagan, and these are kind of his words, too. And this is where we're going to start taking to Awaken America and Awaken to Empowerment, where you have your rendezvous and your revolution of your mindset. We need to know who we are. We need to know our liberties and our freedoms. And this is a great country. And if you're an American hater, please don't ever come back here or call me to debate me. Because if you think America is the problem, we need to talk. Because the very ideal of freedom and liberty, this liberal idea of self-governance, it is a personal self-governance first. And if you could personally self-govern yourself with your mind, your emotions, your reactions, your attitude, your actions, and you could use your imagination and start tapping into this almost metaphysical realm, you can create your ideal life. That's what ultimate freedom and ultimate liberty is. Okay, yes, we are going to have a nation of laws. We need, there are a certain amount of laws. God gave Moses the Ten Commandments. They're really pretty basic. And this is not a religious show, but maybe someday we'll unpack the Ten Commandments and how we can make them applicable to our own lives. But we need to dream bigger. We need to dream better. We need to have faith, and faith in ourselves, and not come from a place of fear. We need to love what we're doing, love each other, and have the faith to know that we are going to achieve a great destiny. And I'm not talking about a socialist utopia, okay? And we need to set our course and finalize that course and start, you know, living that ideal life. You know, live fully engaged. Live simply. Remember, no, and if you're going through a hard time right now, no matter how brutal the winter, it will be followed by spring. Okay? So, that's so much. So, let's do a little exercise right now. Start dreaming big. I hope you spend those few minutes with that music, just kind of dreaming big. But start looking at yourself and what drives your behavior and where you need your own personal discipline. Remember, the price of discipline versus the price of regret. So if you don't, okay, for example, let's say you want to lose weight, but you're not willing to do the tough stuff like work out or eat right, well, how is that going to, you know, affect you going down the road? Ultimately, it's going to affect your health. It could affect your relationships with other people, shorten your life. So start looking at your life. And, you know, sometimes we need huge motive for action, and that helps to create our motivation. But you've got to start creating that mindset. You've got to start creating that mindset. So do this the next couple days. Start going ahead, and every hour, be mindful what's going through your head, okay? And if it's something that's good and true and enlightening and empowering, stay with it. But if you're starting to go down the path of stinking thinking, stop it. But look at, there's a message there. There is a message. There is a clue there. And why are you thinking that way? Why is that thought pattern creeping up into your head? Thought patterns ultimately become our emotional patterns. So you empower yourself with every belief. So your emotional patterns become your behavioral patterns, and then your behavioral patterns will ultimately affect your destiny. So follow through with this. Every hour, start taking a scale of where you're at. Remember, clarity is power. clarity is power. So knowing what you're doing every hour is going to give you a certain amount of clarity. I'll be very honest with you. For the past, you know, few weeks, couple weeks ago, I was just, like, hating on life. I'm like, I hate my life. Because, of course, you know, another house that I liked and didn't happen. And it's frustrating because I really have this dream of having a different house. And I'm not even talking a McMansion. I'm just talking, like, my house maybe with a bathroom. My husband and I don't have to, like, you know, like, push up against the sink to walk by each other. And we're not really big people, okay? My little bathroom, they got to have a master bath. But it's, like, 3 feet by 5 feet. It's small. It has a shower, a commode, and a sink. Little. Functional, yes, but... I mean, come on. You know, I would like to have a little bit bigger bathroom for two adults. So there's that disappointment. So I just started going down the funkalicious path of being like, oh, sad, okay. Oh, I hate my life. And then something would happen. Oh, I hate my life. Something stupid would happen. Not even a big deal. Like, I don't even know. Like, you break a nail. Oh, I hate my life. I mean, just really, I was living at a very low level. And we've had a conversation about high cost of living low, and I just found myself saying, I hate this more, you know, just different things. I hate this, and I started finding myself just coming from this terrible place, so it's like, done, so I take every thought captive. It's a biblical principle. I've been doing, I mean, now it's like, and I was doing my gratitude every morning, and it was so funny, and it's just like, what the heck? And then the really sad part is that through all this, there's this gal on Facebook that I know that's dying of cancer. And it's like, here I am moaning and complaining about stupid nothing crap, right? Going, I hate my life. So I decided to turn everything around. So back, going to be doing some great things. I've got some plans, though, as I said, for the Awaken America brand and Awaken to Empowerment. Did a lot of brainstorming yesterday. Got to start masterminding with some of the team. But a lot of good things to come. You know, hopefully this served you. I know today's show was a little weird. And just so much. Got so much in this notebook, you know. Your commitments. You know, talking about financial blueprints. Hopefully y'all are drinking your coconut oil. That's such good, yummy stuff. It's good for your brain. Helps with neurotransmitters. That's a little health tippy whip. I've found a new product that we may be carrying. It's this red dietary supplement, and it's just delicious. It's low in carbs, 2 grams of carbs with a little bit less than 1 gram of fiber, which gives you a... thiamin, niacin, vitamin B6, 12, biotin, just some really good stuff and gives you energy. So we have 90 seconds here. I want to thank you for joining me today. This is Carol Ann Parisi with Awaken to Empowerment. There's a lot of going on. We're going to really start creating some things here and going to get some guests on for you. And I hope you enjoyed this show. And again, I'm sorry if it wasn't a top A-grade product, and I'm sorry. You know what? I did my best. I actually got on and I did this show today, and I can't help the phone was ringing, distractions, and a little dry throat, so I'm making excuses. So you have a great day. Be empowered. Be awake. We'll be back next time. This is Carol Ann Parisi signing off for Awaken to Empowerment. Let's check out with Peace of Mind from Boston, because our peace of mind is peace, love, and freedom. Ciao, ciao for now.